So I want to speak a little about Limud HaTorah. To take a few minutes to appreciate, we're so busy doing, sometimes you have to take our time to think about what you're doing. As the Mesil Shah reminds us, take our time to be mizbonein, a mice of Udrachav, that's the first step. And get on a path of real, methodical, ambitious, long-term growth. Zahirus. B'nai Yeshiva spend time learning, sometimes you have to stop for a moment to think about learning. And the way I'd love to get into that, a different perspective to adopt, is to think a little bit about the bracha that we make when we learn. Gemara says, Maseches Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekar Havu Godel Elokeinu, a pasuk beginning of Shiras Hazinu. One of the interpretations the Gemara has, Daf Chaf Aleph, is Kishem Hashem Ekar, I'm going to call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to spend time understanding Elokus, I'm going to spend time learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and learning about Him, Havu Godel Elokeinu. I can't just jump in, I have to first give greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make a Birkas HaTorah first, and then I'm ready to learn. So a couple of questions. I'll ask you a shayla, and I'll ask you four kashas. The first shayla is this. I'm old school, so my earbuds still have wires attached. I imagine many of you have earbuds without wires attached. But the wireless, Bluetooth, no nafkamina for the shayla. Shaila is, what's the status of these when it comes to Birkas HaTorah? In other words, I'm walking from Plugat HaKotel or wherever I live in the old city, I'm walking to Davening, I'm walking to Shacharis, and I'm going to listen to a 5-minute shiur on the way. Or I'm going to listen to a half hour, an hour shiur. I'm going to sit and learn before Shacharis. I'm sitting learning before Shacharis. I come to Beis Medrash, I open a Gemara, I open a Chumash, I open a Kuzri, and I sit and learn. Don't wait to say Birkas HaTorah until I'll say Seder HaTfilah, if you're going to sit and learn before. And so you say Birkas HaTorah, and then you begin to learn. But how about if I'm not sitting and learning with a Sefer, I'm listening to a shiur. The earbud shaila. Do I have to say Birkas HaTorah when I leave my room before I listen to the 5-10 minute shiur on the way to Shacharis? Or no, I could say Birkas HaTorah later. You have to say Birkas HaTorah. Am I? Yes? No, I'm learning. I'm not learning. Well, yeah. How do you think about that? Any thoughts? The earbud shaila? Was it yes? What's the name? Jonah holds you do. Birkas HaTorah before the earbuds. Anyone agree? Anyone disagree? What's your name?
Dov.
Yeah, what do you say, Dov?
Yeah, also.
Okay. Rebbe?
The Fi the Grav, for sure.
Shoo! Okay. Here again, fancy. Grav. Why? Why do you think Jonah, Dov?
Listening to him, bring to a hair.
Here on the Fear the Graz, a Kim of Talmater. Gevaldik. So, some of you know the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. And the Graz attacks Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's hold on to that for a moment. Or if we want, we can say that's already the first Kasha. We'll have another four Kashas to come. Right? The first Kasha is the Graz Kasha. What's the Shulchan Aruch says? You don't have to make a brach on here, or to hear a lab Kedibur Dami. So again, brachas and the grass is The Gemara is a discussion. There's a mitzvah that I do with speech, like Kriya Shema. Can I be yotze if I think through the words of Kriya Shema? So that's the same. I have a good chaver who at one point needed to have surgery on his vocal cords. He's a magid shir and he had, I guess, overused them or misused them, whatever it was. Lamaisa, he had to have surgery on his vocal cords, and he told me that during the recuperation, Baruch Hashem, now he's full strength. But during the first week, and some of you may know him, during the first week, he was down to 100 words a day. The doctor said you have to ease into your vocal cords, 100 words a day. So you have to cheshbon. Can you imagine making a cheshbon? Talk about, counting your words, 100 words a day. He told me, cheshbon, how many times he's going to say, I love you, to his wife? He left a few I love yous in it, and then I think first person Kriya Shema twice, and I was like, can you imagine like counting your words like that? So he had to rely on here Kedibur. He was that. There was a shaila. Should he mahar her or should he try to be yotze? Should we go and listen to other people? Saying a bracha in the middle of the day, not so I can have someone around. He says saying asha yotzar behirur takes a lot longer. We unfortunately rattle it off. But if you actually think in your head, Baruch, Atar, every word, you realize what's going on in the Baruch. So, okay, so the Gra says, look, here a Kedibur, love Kedibur, if there's a mitzvah to say a bracha, there's a mitzvah to say Kriyashma, so we can handle if I think it in my head, instead of saying it, does that count or not? But as you said, the Gra says, I'm learning. Whether I'm saying it or not, who cares? I'm learning. That doesn't mean, so it should be pashut. So it's kasha number one. How come Shulchan Aruch says that maybe you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah before you put the earbuds in? What do you mean? Avada, I'm learning. Aleph. Beis. The Gra has another kasha. Another attack on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman plans to learn Torah, she's not mechuyavas, but if she plans to learn Torah today, so she should say Birkas HaTorah before she learns. What's surprising about that? You have Baruch Hashem, a mix of different traditions of psak in this room, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Teimanim. So, what? If an Ashkenazi woman is going to volunteer to shake lulav, the Ashkenazim in the room, if your mother's going to shake lulav, what does she say bracha beforehand? Yeah. She's the sin sukkah? Yeah. If you're a Sfardi, a Teimani, absolutely not. The simcha, she can shake lulav. The simcha, she can sit in sukkah. She gets a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. You don't make a bracha. That's it. Goes back to machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Ashkenazim follow Rabbeinu Tam, not surprisingly. Sfardim Teimanim follow the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam says, not mechuyav do the mitzvah. If you volunteer the mitzvah, you got to make a bracha. The Rambam says, no. You only make the bracha, as you said. Vitziv, what's your name?
Chananel.
Right? Vitzivano, you can only say the bracha if you're mitzvah. So if you're volunteering, gevaldik, ain't mitzvah v'yosa, but there's no bracha. Says the Gra says, I don't understand. I agree, but you shouldn't agree. So, you know, the Gra says, I agree to Shulchan Aruch Tzak, but he shouldn't have said it. It says, I'm an Ashkenazi, says the Gra. So, yeah, my wife, says the Gra, she's going to learn. She should make a Birkas HaTorah. But the Mechaber's wife, or Yosef Kara's wife, he was Sfardi. He passed in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The woman doesn't make, if she's going to listen to shofar, you're going to blow, a fellow's going to come home, blow shofar for his wife. If Sfardim, no bracha. But so what's Birkas HaTorah is different? Kasha number one. Mechaber is too makel on hear her. Kasha number two, the mechaber is too machmir on women. Kasha number three, we started with the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph, the famous Gemara Birkas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem. Rav Zsolti, one of the great rabbis of Yerushalayim here. I mean, he was. How many of you have heard of Rav Zsolti? Okay, he's not such a well-known figure. Ashrechem that you're aware of him. I'll explain who he is. Azai. He was one of the great Rabbanim Yerushalayim, I think, Be'ikar in the 70s and 80s, maybe. If you want to understand who Rav Zsolti was, so many, many years ago, I was in Rabbi Willig's office in Yeshiva, and I noticed, so I was waiting to talk to him, he was on the phone, I think. So meanwhile, I was browsing the Sfarim in the shrank in his office, and I noticed there was a volume, a Torah journal put out by a Kol Yerushalayim. I open up to see who put in articles. So it was, these were, names are very familiar to us, were the young Avreichim in the Kehel. They were not yet Harav. There was an article written by this young Avreich, maybe you heard of him, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There was another article written by young Avreich, Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. Another article, I believe, written by young Avreich, Ovadi Yosef. These were like the young married fellows in the Kehel, and their Rosh HaKehel was Rav Bezalel Zsolti. So his Talmidim perhaps are more famous to us than he is. But that's who we're talking about. Really? Really? Wow. Okay. There you go. So Zsolti, there are three volumes. I'm familiar with the three volumes set in Mishnas Yavetz. And Arachayim, Yeredeich, Arashmish, but the Arachayim volume is Shiurim that he gave a Yom Tov time in Yerushalayim, Bein Yonat Yoma. So one of the Shavuos, Shiurim is about Birkas HaTorah. And he points out that there's the famous Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph about Birkas HaTorah, but there's a less famous Gemara, Tenblad earlier, Daf Yud Aleph, that says something absolutely shocking. So we assume, if you're going to learn Torah, so you make a Birkas HaTorah. Okay, so pretty straightforward. We can handle who, okay, women, men, we can handle how I'm learning exactly. But the Gemara even handles what? The Gemara has a four-way Machalokas Amram. Not that often, they have a straightforward machlokas amaran. Which parts of Torah do you make Birkas HaTorah? So one amora says only Tanakh. Next one says no Tanakh and also Medrash, but not Mishnayos or Gemara. Third man damer says Tanakh, Medrash, and even Mishnayos, but not Gemara. And finally, Rava says, no, Gemara. Tanakh, Medrash, Mishnayos, Gemara. You see that Gemara, he's like, what? I never... Lo'ola Daiki. Who are they talking... I never even heard of this. And what are they talking about? There's no Birk... Three out of four Amara we surveyed don't make Birk Satorah on Gemara. Got that? Shocking. What does that mean? They know that Gemara is Limanat Torah? No. So Rashi there says, Rabbi Yonah in the back of the car says, the question is, one man says you only say Birk Satorah Tanakh. The second one says, Medrash is also, it's Torah Shabbal Peh, but organized, I'll say, Rab Sukkim, that's also like learning Tanakh. And the third one says, Mishnayos also has a lot of Sukkim in it, so that's also like learning Tanakh. And then Rava says, everything, Gemara included. Not Peshra Advarm, it's Magda. Hare, who here spends most of their day learning Gemara? Wow. But does everyone except Rava hold that you're being Mevatel Torah most of the day? So what's going on here? It's like a month. That's strange. So we have a kasha about the how, right? About whether you make Birkas HaTorah on thinking right. The kasha on the who. But the strange psak of the Mechaber that women make Birkas HaTorah, even in Sephardi women. Curious gemara about the what. Which parts of learning? Kasha number four is the question of how many. You know, there are 613 mitzvahs, Gemara and Makkos. The Rambam is probably the most famous counter of the mitzvahs. He does not count Birkas HaTorah. When the Ramban has his famous Hasagas, his critique of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ramban did not write a critique on the Mishnah Torah, the Raiva did, but he wrote a critique on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So at the end, he says, he has a running critique of this thing the Rambam wrote, that thing the Rambam wrote. At the end, he says, and here are the mitzvah thing the Rambam should have counted and didn't. And one of them is Birkas HaTorah. How come Rambam didn't count it? And finally, so you have the kasha of how, and a kasha of who, and a kasha of what, and the kasha of how many, and finally the kasha of drinks. What do I mean, drinks? I don't mean drinking l'chaim, exactly. Sort of. Gemara Tainus says, based on Pesukim Yishayo, where it says, ooh, Yishayo describes Liman HaTorah with three drinks, Mayim, Yayin, and Chalav. Ha'ikal Samil L'chula Mayim, Yayin, Chalav. Water, milk, and wine. The Gemara makes a point, that Daf Zayin, I believe, in Tainus. The Torah's Nimshal L'gimel Mashkin. What point is the Gemara making? A wine shake? So you mix wine and milk and water. It doesn't sound very appetizing, even if it's sweet wine. Well, what does it mean? Well, it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say also it's like a set. It's like a collection. These three tell me something about learning. Clearly the Gemara is making a point that there's something important for us, for you and I, to appreciate about Talmud Torah from looking at those three mashkin together. But what they have in common, the three out of the seven mashkin, Heksher Lutuma, what's going on? So I'll share with you along the lines of what Rav Zsolti says. That double machlokas mechaber and gra. Right, let's go in order. Double machlokas mechaber gra. The mechaber said there's no bracha on this, no bracha on listening and learning, thinking and learning. Le'idah Chisi says there is a bracha on a woman. A woman is going to say learn Torah. Mechaber says even Sephardi women should make Birkas HaTorah. So Reb Velvel quotes his father Reb Chaim. It's one of the only times Reb Velvel in a sefer quotes his father. Quotes his father Reb Chaim said, "Oh, the mechaber, the machlekes." Mechaber and Gra is like this. The Gra is assuming that it's a regular Birkas HaMitzvah. So you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of learning. So that's why he says, look, there's a mitzvah of learning whether I speak or not. So the Gra says, you said before, first day, so you got to make a bracha. What does it matter here, Kedibra or Lav Kedibra? And Le'idachis, so the Mechaber said, it's a regular Birkas HaMitzvah. So you follow the regular rules for Sephardi women, don't make a bracha on a mitzvah, not Mechiyavas. That's what the Gra understood. Why Takas and Mechaber disagree? So Biskarab quotes a sort of a mystery from his father. He says, Mechaber said, no, it's a bracha on the heftz of Torah. What does that mean? L'chara means the following. L'chara means that you talk about Torah Semes and Chai Olam in the bracha after an aliyah in Yuval Etzion. Torah Semes and Chai Olam. Torah is a Torah of truth and it's eternal life. So what that captures is a Torah of truth means it's ideas. They're ideas that we're studying, ideas we're trying to understand, ideas we're wrapping our brains around, trying to wrap our brains around the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Talmud Torah is certainly a Chachma. It is the Chachma. Something of great intellectual substance. Unbelievable. It is that, and it's also more than that. It's Torah's Emes, a Torah of truth, a Torah of ideas, and it's life. And it's the way mean Chai Olam, mean that not only that Torah shapes how we live, but it's a way of connecting to eternal life because Torah is our way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew learns Torah, he's doing a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I have to learn this Torah and I have the opportunity to learn this Torah, to understand, to think about these ideas, and also to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I open up a sefer, I open up a chumash, I'm hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to me every single day. Because I'll talk about it. A Jew learns, almost like a recreating Maamar Har Sinai. B'chol yom yubenecha kachadashim. It's every day is fresh, meaning every Maamar. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you and I every time you open a Chumash. There's a coming face of when we daven, that's one type of being lefnei Hashem. And when we learn, there's a different type of, I'm in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to me. I'm learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. In a certain sense, the Tanya and others speak about this. In a certain sense, there's no closer I can come from a certain perspective to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to wrap my mind around HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, around HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas. That's bringing me into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Limud HaTorah is a chiyuv, and Limud HaTorah is an engagement with Ribbono Shel Olam. So l'chor what Reb Chaim is saying is that the Gra understood that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. There's a chiyuv Talmud Torah, the business of Torah, the chiyuv to learn, so it operates like another mitzvah. And the Mechaber held, no. It doesn't go like a regular, I mean, it starts Asher Gishon Sosu Tzivano, but it's much longer than regular Birkas HaMitzvah. The Harivna, Asher Bachar Banu, this is more than a Birkas HaMitzvah. This is a bracha like a Jew comes face to face with the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. You go to the crater in the Negev, or Lahavdil, you go to the Grand Canyon, see the Alps. Awesome celebrations. Come face to face with the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gotta make a bracha, not because it's a mitzvah, but it's a bracha on encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mechaber L'chor is saying, that's how Reb Chaim is understanding it. Birkas HaTorah is a bracha on encountering the spiritual majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over a block Gemara. So I gotta make a Birkas HaTorah like a Shav Birkas Shavu Vodah. So then it doesn't matter, you're mechuyev, not mechuyev, men, women, it's all the same. If you're having this experience, I'm not mechuyev to go to the Grand Canyon either, but if you're there, you have that experience. You say that bracha, and le'idach yisa, it could be, am I mekayim limud HaTorah when I'm thinking? Absolutely. But it's not the same degree of encounter as if I'm talking, I'm active, I'm just going to passively listen, I'm going to passively listen to a shir, not the same degree of involvement, of engagement with Ribbono Shel Olam. And that might also be, Vjolti says, the third kasha, right? After the kasha of who, the kasha of how, was the kasha of what? Why is Tanakh different than Gemara? So the answer is because when I learned, Tanakh is the most direct encounter with Devar Hashem. If you look in the Rishonim, we don't pass in that, we pass in Gemara. So Vjolti points out, some Rishonim say, because even Gemara also has psukim in it. But the Rambam says, no, Gemara is Limud HaTorah. In other words, are we like the Gra focusing on Limud HaTorah, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, is same Torah Shel Ksav, Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, or no, it has to do with the quality of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer I am to Tanakh, the more direct that encounter is. And then, and then, And then we come finally to the question of the water, the milk, and the wine. Let's talk about the water, the milk, and the wine. So I heard many years ago from Yisrael Kamenetsky Shlita, many of you may have had this chance to spend time with as well. I believe he said this over in the name of Aaron Lichtenstein. But the Gemara is driving as the following. So water is a basic necessity. You can't live without water. Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you notice it more than Chutz La'aretz, depending where you're from in Chutz La'aretz. If you're from Arizona, it's going to be pretty clear. If you're from Massachusetts, sometimes you can get by without drinking for a day. Around here, certainly in the summer, water is a necessity all over the world. Sometimes you don't realize it. It's self-important sight. Sometimes you don't realize what it is that you need. So water is a necessity. And milk is a necessity for an infant. Wine is punkt fakert. Wine, a person could live an entire life totally healthy and fine without a sip of wine. Wine is a symbol of luxury. Wine is a symbol of the added pleasures of life. And what the Gemara is capturing, what the Gemara's point that Yishayahu HaNavi is capturing, putting together these three drinks, is that Torah is the business and Torah is the pleasure. Torah is an absolute tzorich, the way Rabbi Kiva says to Papus when he's in jail, how come, Papa says, Rabbi Kiva, you got thrown in jail, you knew the Romans were going to find you and imprison you and execute you ultimately for teaching Torah Brava. What were you thinking? What was the Havamina? And Rabbi Kiva says famously, what does Rabbi Kiva say to him? The story of the fox and the fish. Right? The famous story is that the fishermen discovered this pond, the fish had been frolicking there. For Dari Darius, the fish have been very happy in this pond. And finally, one day, humans discover. Now they start fishing, and now the fish are in danger. Comes along a fox, the clever fox. He decides to capitalize on the moment, and he says to the fish, you know, it's getting a little dangerous in the pond. Why don't you come out? You'll be safer. You come on to, you know, to dry land, and we'll have a party together. Party meaning I'll eat you. But so the fish says, fox, you know, you're supposed to be so smart. Nar, was supposed to be a nar. He said, if I'm in the water, it's true, they may get me. If they may get me, then they may not get me. But a fish out of water is no chance. And Rabbi Kiva says to Papas, a Jew without Torah is like a fish out of water. I need it. I need, there's nothing to talk about. The Romans may catch me, they may not catch me. But to be on Torah, there's nothing to talk about. That makes me who I am. That defines me spiritually. I need Torah as a necessity. Torah is also the finest pleasure. The most elevated luxury. It's sai the water and the milk, and sai the wine as well. That's why the stipler, Taka, when he says over this teher, he says, not Birkas HaTorah versus Birkas Sheva Voda. He says, is it a Birkas HaTorah or is it Birkas HaNenin? Making a bracha on the obligation to learn, maybe breaking a bracha on the treat of learning. Business or pleasure? But as that Gemara in Titus points out, Kafi Biro of Rav Lichtenstein, and this is where here we come back to where we started. There's a machlekes, and there's more to say about it. There's more nafkamines, we may have left hanging threads. There's plenty to say about the sugi of Birkas HaTorah, and whether Birkas HaTorah is the rice or Rabbanan, that's part of what we didn't get into. That may have to do with the Ramban, and the Gemara Chaf Alvar is going to Yudalf. But at least we touched on that there is a machlokas rishonim, maybe machlokas achronim, but the nature of Birkas HaTorah. Is Birkas HaTorah a bracha on the chiyuv to learn? Is Birkas HaTorah a bracha on the encounter of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the elevation, the treat, the pleasure? But kuli amalo pligi, which everyone Birkas HaTorah focuses on, kuli amalo pligi, everyone agrees that Torah is both. It can handle, does Birkas HaTorah speak to this aspect or that aspect? But Torah definitely has, richly, both aspects. Torah Emes and Chai Olam. It's a Torah of ideas, and a Torah that mechuyev to learn those ideas, and mechuyev to work hard to understand those ideas, and it elevates me, it brings me close to, face to face with that Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest pleasure. And Lemaisa, I think the Lemaisa Shabbat is, and Revolba and others make this point, Revolba makes this point very early in the first Chayel Kavali Shur, that a Jew has to hold on, the avodah of a Yid is to hold, and the avodah of a Ben Yeshiva in particular, is to be fully aware of both aspects. It says, if I only learn because I love it, ironically, it might be the first parak. It might be the first parak of Ali Shur Chelakav, Limud HaGemara. He says, I'm going to say something that's a little counterintuitive. He says, don't learn because you love it. What do you mean? See, he says, avad, you should love it, and hopefully you will often love it. But you're not every day going to be excited to learn. Everyone has on days and off days. The point is the Rishonim talk about having on days and off days, and on months and off months. Yimei ha'ava v'hasina, I believe in the Sefer HaYasher, not Rabbi Natan's Sefer HaYasher, one of the Musas from one of the Rishonim. So he says this is part of the human condition. It's part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us. We're not constant, we oscillate. So everyone goes through waves throughout life. So he says, if I'm only learning because I love it, so then that works well when I'm on. When I'm off, nished. Says you have to realize that the basis, the foundation has to be, this is what I need. This is my water. Mashal amad davar doma. You're hiking. How many hikers do we have in the room? Are there any hikers in the room? No? Okay. Yaish, please.
He's the abnormal one in the group.
Okay, so at least I have matzah sili chaver. So you go on a hike. So ideally, and some of us, I think, have been on programs together in the past where there was a lot of announcements about how many liters of water you have to pack if you're going to Darja versus you're going to here. Wadi kelt, hine, shine. 2 bottles, 4 bottles, 10 bottles, how many hats to bring. Vakitzer, you bring along water. Right? So hopefully, if you remember the night before, you froze, you fill up the bottle halfway, you left it, you froze it overnight, then in the morning you pour in water, right? So over the course of the day, you're going to have freezing cold water throughout the day. Give all of it. And let's say you didn't. And you get up 5 in the morning to run for the bus. Oh, I forgot the water. You grab water on the way out. So you grabbed water on the way out, so by 10 o'clock in the morning, if you're in Midbar Yehuda, your water is not so chilly. And by 12 o'clock, it is hot. You're not going to enjoy drinking hot water, but you're going to drink hot water because the alternative is that you're going to dehydrate. Avad, it's more geschmack to drink freezing cold water. But if you have a choice, drink the freezing cold water. But if the only choice is hot water or no water, it's a tzarech. I need the water. Like your bekiva said to papas. That's where Volba says, the basis has to be, I need learning. I'm a Jew, my neshama needs learning. And if that's the basis, if there's a consistency of this is what I do, whether I'm on or off, he says it's true. And my off days, my off weeks, my off months, I'll ease off. Revolver says it's not me. This is a revolver. He takes it on his shoulders. He says, yeah. So when you're on an off day, an off week, so you'll ease off on the Bein Astar, but you'll maintain the chok. You'll maintain your kodi. You'll maintain the chiyuv and the regularity and the routine. It says, when you're feeling it, so then you go weiter, and then you'll add more. And he says, if there's that consistency of this is what I do because I need to drink my spiritual water, whether it's hot or cold, says that then over time with that sort of consistency, that even on off days I'm still showing up morning, afternoon, and night. Says then over time that will in time build me towards. I'll end up having more on days and fewer off days. And the consistency of the water will lead me to the point where over months and years, there's more and more of it is wine. And more of it is, the water is always cold. The water is more often cold than not. But that's this yisod. That the Birkas HaTorah, the machlokas over which aspect of Torah is the bracha beb, that points to the fact that both are absolutely critical. They're true. They both are part of what Torah is. Torah is a chiv, Torah is ideas, Torah is Torah semes, and Torah is chai olam. It's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a source of unbelievable spiritual hana. And my practice, not just what Torah is in theory, but my practical avodah has to have both. Sometimes when you're getting started a couple years ago, so maybe the entree point was a geschmack. But as you mature, you realize it's going to be both. And needs to be both. And that's ultimately the best recipe for long-term enjoying the tainug of Torah the most, is when you talk of both elements of your recipe.